The Ghana Health Service will tomorrow start vaccinating children from 9 months to 14 years against the measles rubella disease. The two-week campaign is to help achieve the MDG on infant and child health. The manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Akwejo Ntuyeje, says parents will have to look out for vantage points in their communities where vaccination officers will be stationed.
About 11.4 million children are expected to be covered during the campaign. Then they are between the ages of 9 months to 14 years will be covered throughout the country. And this is not a house-to-house campaign. It is a static campaign. So teams which have been trained will be stationed at various vantage points. So people should be listening to their own area. The health teams will direct them where to go. So when they go there, they queue up nicely. It's for 10 days, but we don't expect people to wait till the end or also to rush at the beginning. But they can visit the nearest vaccination center and be vaccinated. This is an injectable vaccine. You can't be carrying syringes, and people must be enjoying their privacy. So usually when it's an injectable vaccine, we have to take all the necessary precautions. So we don't move from house to house.
Now to the vaccine itself, how effective is it going to, or what effect is it going to have on the children?
The vaccine is safe. One injection will now protect against two diseases, measles and rubella. And virtually, it has no major side effects, except that it's contraindicated in pregnancy. So even though we are doing it for 9 months to 14 years, if there are any older children who are pregnant, they should not be vaccinated. And then a few other effects are a mild fever, pain at the site of the injection. At times, a rash may also develop. In fact, it mimics the disease it's protecting against. So there will be few instances of such cases. But we trained all our vaccination teams to be able to prevent against such occurrences.
That was the manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Akwejo Ntuyeje.